Okay.
Mm-hmm. Atma Buddha. Does everybody have page 12? Mm-hmm. Are we doing time once over? Good. Well, maybe I'll just do two verses today, and then I can hit you with some grammar.
Wait, 59, huh?
Yeah, 59. Atma Buddha, 59. Tadyuktam akilam vastu vyavaharas chiranvitaha tasmat sarvagatam brahma kshire sarpi vakile tadyuktam akilam vastu tadyuktam akilam vastu vyavaharas chiranvitaha vyavaharas chiranvitaha tasmat sarvagatam brahma tasmat sarvagatam brahma kshire sarpi vakile kshire sarpi vakile tadyuktam akilam vastu tadyuktam akilam vastu vyavaharas chiranvitaha vyavaharas chiranvitaha tasmat sarvagatam brahma tasmat sarvagatam brahma kshire sarpiri vakile kshire sarpiri vakile sandhi tad yuktam akilam vastu vyavaharaha chit anvitaha tasmat sarva gatam brahma kshire sarpi riva sarpihi, sorry, I've got us breaking this one. Sarpihi eva akile. Okay. Tad yuktam, that's a compound there. Yuktam means to be joined with, associated with, endowed with, full of. So let's say, we'll start with associated with that, tad yuktam. Endowed with that, full of that. Akilam vastu. Akilam means all. But it's in singular, so we would say every vastu. Akilam vastu would be everything. A vastu is a thing. So in English, we just say everything. Or, and you might even say, put in the plural, like all objects, or all things, or everything, because it's in the singular. Tad yuktam, and it's in neuter. Akilam vastu. So everything, akilam vastu. Tad yuktam, everything is endowed with that, associated with that, full of that, connected with that. So we'll see, it really is going to mean, the sense is going to be is pervaded by that, like in the sense of the pot being pervaded by clay. So endowed with that, full of that, associated with that. Tad yuktam akilam vastu. Then next part. Vyavaharaha chid anvitaha. Anvitaha is the same as yuktam. It means full of, endowed with. Vyavaharaha. Vyavahara means all activity. And in Vedanta, we use vyavahara as this empirical reality. So vyavahara means all the experiences that we have, all the activities that we have. So you can say the vyavahara is this empirical reality, everything that's experienced within empirical reality, so all activity. Vyavahara, so I would say empirical reality are all experiences. Chid anvitaha, are pervaded by consciousness, are full of, are endowed with, are associated with consciousness. Means there's no vyavahara. This is the idea. There's no vyavahara. There's no activity that we do that is away from consciousness. Every activity that we experience is full of consciousness, pervaded by consciousness, associated with consciousness. Akila vastu. everything, the first part, everything is endowed with consciousness, with it is endowed with that Brahman, with that being, Satyam. Right? So everything is endowed with that. Activity, Vyavahara itself is pervaded by consciousness. You're talking about your experience. So take it like, I would take like this, because the TED can go back to Satyam or to Brahman. Everything that you, everything, Akilam Vastu, it is. It has Sat. Okay? Every single thing. It is, it is, it is, it is. Everything, nothing is away from Sat, from being. All activity means Vivahara, now go to your, the activity that you, all of your experiences. They are pervaded by consciousness, associated with consciousness. There is no experience or activity that you have that's away from consciousness. Okay? Anvita. Itta means it is gone after. Anu. Anu itta. Ittam e, the verb e means to go. Itta is a past passive participle. It has gone. It has gone after. Anu itta. But anvita so means it's associated with, connected with, full of. Okay? So, chid anvitaha. It's associated with consciousness, endowed with consciousness. Every vyavahara, every activity. Okay?
And the chid is consciousness?
Chid is consciousness.
Chit. What word is consciousness?
Chit. Chit plus anvita becomes chid anvita. The ta of the chit becomes da because of the vowel. So, tad yuktam akim vastu vyavaharaha chit anvitaha. Okay? Tasmat. Therefore. Sarvagatam Brahma. Brahman is sarvagatam, all pervasive. Literally, we translate sarvagatam as all pervasive. It means, though, if you were to break it down, sarva means all, gatam means has gone everywhere. Sarvagatam. It's gone into everything. It's gone into all. It's all pervasive. So, sarvagatam, Brahma is neuter. So, tasmat, Brahman, therefore, sarvagatam, Brahma. Brahman is all pervasive because there's no place, there's no experience that's away from Brahman. Then he gives an example. Chire, locative singular, means milk, in milk. Sarpihi, butter. Eva like. Akile, locative singular, in the entire milk. So if you have a cup of milk, just like butter pervades butter, just like butter in the whole milk. So say milk is turned into butter, right? The butter is not on, doesn't pervade just part of the milk. The butter pervades the entire milk, everything, the whole milk that is there. It's kind of an odd, to me it's a little bit odd example, but I understand it. So, kshire akile, both in locative singular, in all of the milk, right? So, say you have a cup of milk. So, in all of the milk, sarpihi, nominative singular, eva, like butter in all of the milk. How butter pervades the whole milk, not just part of it. Like that, Brahman is all pervasive. Brahman pervades all things, everything, akilam vastu, and all activity. So it's covering both the sat and the chit there. Everybody see it?
And akile was all.
In locative singular with kshire. Kshire akile.
But kshire is in milk, right?
In milk. In the whole milk. And there's two ways you can take this. You can go like this. Therefore, well, this is the best. I'll give you another way, though. Tasmat sarvagatam Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is all-pervasive, akile, in everything. But you don't really need that because of the sarvagatam. It already says that. Then, kshire akile, where akile is adjectival to kshire, in the whole milk, just like butter is in all of the milk, not part of the milk. Right? If the milk is turned into butter, it's churned, right? The milk is churned into butter. It's not part of the milk, stays away from the butter. The whole milk is the butter. So just like in all of the milk, butter is in all of the milk. The milk which is churned, the whole milk becomes butter. Like that, all of this is nothing but Brahman. You see? Did everybody see the grammar?
So it's a big butter ball.
Exactly, Edward. Is everybody okay with the grammar there?
I think I just didn't get the Akile. What's the
okay, Akile is in locative singular,
uh-huh.
And it goes with Kshire.
Right.
In all of the milk. In all the milk. Akila means all.
Oh, it means, okay. Yeah. All right. So that's an adjective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look at the top line. Do you see how they have Akilam? Tad yuktam Akilam vastu. Right? Every vastu mm-hmm. is associated with, pervaded by that.
Okay.
Vyavahara, all activity. The activity, Vyavahara, the whole empirical reality. Or I would say for this, because Chiranvitaha, all activity, all my activity, okay, is associated with consciousness. Any activity that I do, whether it be the karmendriyas, the jnanendriyas, the antakarna. Antakarna means mind, the jnanendriya means the sense organs, the karmendriyas, the organs of action. All activity is associated with consciousness. Nothing's away from it. Every object, right, is endowed with that, Brahman, Satyam. Mm-hmm. It is. All my activity, without exception, is associated with consciousness. Tasmat, therefore, right, Brahman is all-pervasive, because there's no experience, there can be no experience, no thing that's away from Brahman. Because all objects have being, right? And every activity of mine has consciousness, right? So therefore, sarvagatam Brahma, everything is Brahma. Brahma is all pervasive. Like Eva, in all of milk, kshire, akile, in the whole milk, there is butter. When the milk is churned, the whole milk becomes butter, right? So the butter is all pervasive to the milk. In fact, the butter is the milk.
So, anvitaha is a participle?
Yeah, from anu, ita. Ita is from I, to go. Ita is gone. Fault is gone after, goes after. Means is associated with.
And it
agrees
with
vyavahara. Vyavahara. Because vyavahara is masculine.
And then sarvagatam
goes with Brahman, which is neuter.
Yeah, and that's adjectival? That's mm-hmm. not taking a verb.
No. Brahman is sarvagatam.
Absolutely. Okay.
Brahman is sarvagatam.
So there's not really a strong verb presence here.
Asti. There's no verb except is. Uh-huh. And then there's these past passive participles.
There's that one. Is there another?
Yuktam. From yuj. Tasmat tad yuktam. Past passive participle. At the beginning, tad yuktam, akilam vastu, vyavaharaha, chid anvitaha. So you've got yuktam, anvitaha, sarvagatam.
Okay.
All past passive participles.
Okay.
Used adjectivally. Right.
Okay.
Because you're not going to say, Brahman has gone everywhere. You're going to say, Brahman is all pervasive. Yeah.
Okay.
You okay? Tadyuktam akilam vastu, tadyuktam akilam vastu, vyavaharas chirandithaha, vyavaharas chirandithaha, tasmat sarvagatam brahma, tasmat sarvagatam brahma, chire sarpi, sarpi rivakile, chire sarpi rivakile, sarpi rivakile, sarpi rivakile. Sarapirivakile. Sarapirivakile. Sarapihi eva akile, right? Sarapirivakile. The tongue twister. Sarapirivakile. 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 Tadyuktam akilam vastu. Tadyuktam akilam vastu. Vyavaharas chirandithaha. Vyavaharas chinanditaha, tasmat sarvagatam brahma, tasmat sarvagatam brahma, chire sarpirivakile, chire sarpirivakile, ananva Ananvastulam ahraswam. Ananvastulam ahraswam. Adirgam ajamavyayam. Adirgam ajamavyayam. Arupa gunavaranakyam. Arupa gunavaranakyam. Tad brahmetyavadharayet. Tad brahmetyavadharayet. Ananvastulam ahraswam. Ananvastulam ahraswam. Adirgam ajamavyayam. Adirgam ajamavyayam. Arupa gunavaranakyam. Arupa gunavaranakyam. Tad brahmetyavadharayet. Tad brahmetyavadharayet. Sandhi. Ananu. 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 Shortu. Ananu. Astulam. So, ananu. Astulam. Ahraswam. Adirkam. Ajam. Avyayam. Right? Ananu. Astulam. Ahraswam. Adirgam, ajam, avyayam. That is negating everything, right? Arupa, guna, varna, akyam. That is negating this whole everything in the compound. Arupa, guna, varna, akyam. Tat, brahma, iti. Avadharayet. Tat brahma iti avadharayet. Okay. Remember we had a whole list of these. 55, 56. Yeah, 54, 55, 56. With this, ending with this. Avadharayet. So let's take that last quarter. Tad brahma iti avadharayet. One should understand, one should know clearly, one should realize. Third person singular potential mood. Mm-hmm. One should know iti, what? This whole first part. One should know iti avadharayet. One should know thusly. Mm-hmm. Tad brahma. That brahman. Tad brahma. Nominative singular. Tad brahma. That brahman. Which is all of these things. All of these things are going to be in predicate nominative. That Brahman which is. Okay? Starting from the beginning. Ananu. The word is anu. Anu means an atom. An is going to negate that an. So anu, when you say anu, that means that which is the most small or the most subtle, the smallest that there is. Ananu. It is not small. It is not subtle. Ananu. Stulam means big, gross. Anu can mean subtle. Stula can be gross. Anu can be small. Stula can be big. Stula usually means like gross physical material. And if we take it like that, then we take anu as being subtle. Ananu. Not subtle. And that's going to be in the neuter. Nominative singular, like madhu. So, ananu. Now, stulam is a neuter nominative singular. Stulam, not gross. Astulam, the unnegates. So, it's that Brahman which is not subtle, or not, so it's very small. It is astulam, it is not gross, not physical. Ahraswam, it is not short. Hraswa, ahraswam. It is not short or little. Short. Dirgam. Adirgam. It is not long. It's not short. It's not long. Ahraswam. Adirgam. The a negating. Ajam. Ja means to be born. Ajam. Unborn. It has never been born. Ajam. Unborn. Ajam. Neuter nominative singular. All of these are adjectival now to Brahman. Ted Brahman. That Ted Brahma. That Brahman.
So not born?
Ajam. Unborn.
Oh, unborn.
Unborn. Not born. Right. And, but as an adjective, we'll say unborn.
Yeah.
Okay. Avyayam. It does, it's immutable. Na vyeti avyayam. It doesn't mutate, it doesn't change, it doesn't go away from what it is. So often translated, avyayam is immutable. It doesn't transform, doesn't modify. Avyayam, immutable. Okay, so now these are all just words in the neuter nominative singular as adjectives, predicate nominatives to Brahman. Now the next one is a long compound. And the whole compound is negated by the first of. Rupa means form or color. Guna means quality. Guna has a lot of meanings, right? One of the meanings is quality. So it is without form or color, without quality. Varna. Okay, so varna means color. So take rupa as form. It is without form. It is without quality. Without color. Varna. Varna can also mean caste, but here in this set, it doesn't mean color. Akhyam means name. So nama rupa, name and form. Akhyam means name. So it's without form, quality, color, name. Free from all those things. And this is a dwandva compound. Mm. Means the members are joined together. When you put the endings back in, they're joined together by a, by and. It is not this and this and this and this. It is not color, it is not quality, it is not form, it is not color, it is not form, it is not quality, it is not color, it is not name. It has no name. Okay? Tad brahma iti avadariyate. May you know, may you realize what that Brahman, which is ananu, a stulam, a huswam, a dirgam, ajam, avyayam, arupa, guna, varnakyam. So these are just all in the nominative singular, predicate nominative to Brahman. All that Brahman which is, each one of these things, is being now defined in this negative way as not this, not this, not this, not this.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Anybody see it? Which one?
Dirgam.
Just a dirgam?
A dirgam, not long. A huswam, not short. A dirgam, not long. Ajam, unborn. Avyayam, immutable. Okay?
Doesn't dirga also mean difficult, or is that a different word?
No.
Dirg.
Durga? No, not durga. Guru means. I think I'll think about it. Dirga means long. Ananvastulam ahraswam. Ananvastulam ahraswam. Adirgam ajamavyayam. Adirgam ajamavyayam. Arupaguna varanakyam. Arupaguna varanakyam. Tadvametyavadharaye. Okay. All right. I'll stop there. We only have about three more classes of this Atma Bodha. And we'll have the big decision to make. What we're going to do.
No,
no. We're all going to go to India then.
Go down to Sara?
Oh, yeah, we're going to Sara.
Maybe go down to Sara.
Ooh, nothing broke.
That's a good, maybe we should do that one. That's a really, we'll think about it.